Let's read together Exodus chapters 35 and 36. In chapter 35, the people make a willing contribution for the tabernacle project, and in Exodus chapter 36, the work on the construction of the tabernacle begins. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 3 of Exodus chapter 35. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which the Lord has commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day." So let's begin our study this morning with some background notes. In Exodus chapter 34, we saw that God in his grace renewed the Mosaic covenant with the children of Israel and promised once again that he would go before his people and dwell in their midst and perform miracles and drive out the enemy from the land that he had given to Abraham. Now in Exodus chapter 35, and right on to the end of the book of Exodus, we have the details of the construction of the tabernacle. Remember, the instructions for the building of the tabernacle were given in chapters 25 through 31 of Exodus. And now the actual construction takes place here in chapters 35 through 40. But before the work begins, two important matters are taken up. Number one, a reminder to keep the Sabbath, as we see here in verses 1 through 3. Even when they were doing the work of the Lord, they were to rest on the Sabbath and worship the Lord. The biblical principle that we see here is worship comes before work, even before work for the Lord. In fact, it's as we worship the Lord that we desire to do the Lord's work. And without worship, so-called Christian service may only be for self-glory. A second important matter that is taken up before the actual work of constructing the tabernacle begins is the collection of goods and commitment of services for the work. The work of the Lord takes money and skill, and that's what we have before us beginning in verse 4 of chapter 35 and right on through verse 7 of chapter 36. And that leads us then to our first doctrinal point for these two chapters. So doctrinal or teaching point number 1, the Lord's house should be supported by the Lord's people. The Lord's house should be supported by the Lord's people. Exodus 35, verse 4 through Exodus 36, verse 7. Let's read some of these verses. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger or porpoise skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded." Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, red skins of rams, and badger or porpoise skins brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering. And everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarns of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, all the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. Chapter 36. And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred, to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. Then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." So Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much. Back in Exodus chapter 25, the Lord directed Moses to announce to the children of Israel that a collection of materials would be taken for the construction of the tabernacle. Now here in chapter 35, that collection is made, and we see that the giving was totally voluntary as instructed. Look once again at verse 21 of chapter 35. "Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments." And verse 29, "The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, all the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done." You know, this is the way the work of the Lord should be supported today. No one should be forced or manipulated to give, but we should feel a responsibility to support the work of the Lord and the house of the Lord. Notice that the people gave both goods and services, not goods or services, but goods and services. If you had some oil, or some gold, or silver, or bronze, or some precious stones, or some wood, or some material of linen, or some goat's hair, you brought it to the Lord. Goat's hair? Why goat's hair? Well, that was one of the coverings of the tabernacle, right? No percentage is given here. But it would seem that a lot more than 10% was given by these willing people. And remember, this was all in addition to their regular required giving under the law. And whatever skill the people had was also offered to the Lord. Verse 25, "All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun, of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen." We see at the end of chapter 35 and the beginning of chapter 36 that Bezalel and Aholiab are mentioned again. Remember them from chapter 31? They were filled with the Spirit in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship or craftsmanship. Verse 31. And they were to be the leaders of all the skilled men and women who worked on the tabernacle. Notice from chapter 35, verse 34, that God also gave Bezalel and Aholiab the desire and ability to teach what they knew to other skilled people. So they didn't hoard all their God-given knowledge and skill. They shared it willingly with others and taught others. And so should we, with whatever insights and wisdom and skill that the Lord gives us. So the Lord gives us the talent and skill and gift and material possessions, and we have the responsibility to give it and use it in support of the work of the Lord. We see in verses 5 through 7 of chapter 36 that the people were so willing to give of their money and material possessions that Moses had to issue a restraining order so that the people would not bring any more. Can you imagine? "We have enough. Don't bring any more money or material. We have plenty." Has this ever happened in the history of the church? Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. Growing Christian Ministries has not sent out a restraining letter yet. But you never know. It could happen. That would be a great day. So doctrinal point number one was the Lord's house should be supported by the Lord's people. Doctrinal point number two, the Lord's house should follow the Lord's pattern. The Lord's house should follow the Lord's pattern. Chapter 36, verses 8 through 38. In verses 8 through 19, we have the covering curtains of the tabernacle made. In verses 20 through 34, we have the gold-covered boards made for the structure of the tabernacle. In verses 35 through 38, we have the inner and outer veils of the tabernacle made. You know, after you read these verses, if you're not aware of the context, you think that you are reading a section of Exodus that you've already read before. That's because the wording here in Exodus 36 is very close to what we had back in Exodus 26. The difference is that in Exodus 26, the detailed instructions for the construction of the tabernacle items are given. And here in Exodus 36, the actual construction of these items takes place. The fact that the wording is so similar emphasizes the fact that the people are following all the details of the pattern that the Lord gave for the tabernacle and its furnishings. They were not adding to the pattern with their own ideas or taking away from the pattern because they thought certain details were not necessary. No, they were following all the details of the pattern as God gave it. And so should we. God has given instructions in the New Testament of how the house of the Lord today, namely the church, should be set up and function. We have a responsibility to follow the details of the pattern. The scriptures clearly teach that every local church should have a plurality of elders for church government. Read Titus chapter 1. The scriptures clearly teach that the priesthood of all believers should be practiced in the church. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The scriptures clearly teach that the spiritual authority structure in the church should be male and not female. Read 1 Timothy chapter 2. Many churches today have departed from the divine pattern. The Lord's house should follow the Lord's pattern. Now, what about practical application? Even you can design a tent peg. Even you can design a tent peg. In verse 18 of chapter 35, we read about the required pegs of the tabernacle in the courtyard. And we see from verse 10 that all of the items of the tabernacle, including the tent pegs, were made by those who had skill. We know from Exodus chapter 27 that all the pegs were made of bronze. Now let me ask you, do you think you could design a tent peg out of bronze? I think you could. How about a bar of bronze, 12 inches long, shape one end to a point, put a notch near the other end, presto, you got a tent peg. Do you see the practical application? Maybe you're thinking that you don't have much skill or talent to dedicate to the Lord. Listen, God is pleased when you use whatever he's given you to serve him. Remember, if it wasn't for the tent pegs, the whole place would have fallen down. Even you can design a tent peg.